The Legend of Boggy Creek has become a cult classic since its initial release in 1972. For a young Lyle Blackburn, the story of the creature would become irresistible. And today, the native Texan spends his time doing field research, writing about the creature, and keeping up with sightings of it and many other cryptids. Recently, Blackburn spoke at the Texas Bigfoot Convention in Jefferson, Texas, which is where I caught up with him on Saturday.
My fascination with the Falk area, you know, came from me seeing the movie The Legend of Boggy Creek in the 70s when I was very young, and that really was one of the sparks that fueled my passion for this study, because then as an adult I wanted to know the true story behind the movie that was based on a true story. And so that's kind of where I originally started doing serious research, and that was my first book, The Beast of Boggy Creek. The research turned into something that wasn't all just historical, because I found out that people had been having sightings down there ever since. And it's just that sort of hyped up during the 70s, you know, a lot of news coverage and obviously the movie, but then it was sort of quietly in the background. And so until I started doing the research and writing the books, I kind of publicized the more recent sightings. And yes, there has been sightings as recently as the last couple of years, and some very compelling witnesses who had seen stuff down there that we still can't explain.
In your opinion, what is the Falk monster? Is it a hominid species we just don't know anything about? What are your thoughts on that?
Well, of course, like, you know, just Bigfoot in general, it's hard to say just what these creatures are without having one to study, you know, up close and personal. But, you know, there's theories that you could propose that they are, you know, just simply some, you know, great ape species that is rare and we haven't been able to prove, or is it something more closely related to us, a hominid that's, you know, off of our bushy tree? And you know, there's wilder theories that people propose. They're interdimensional creatures, extraterrestrials, all this sort of stuff. And you can understand that people are trying to just understand why credible people have seen these things, yet we don't have the proof. So it's just hard to say what they are, but definitely I would say that it's not something that people are making up. It's not hallucinations. People are seeing something that we just can't yet explain. When you look into this, like in an investigative journalist sense, and interview witnesses, witnesses range all throughout walks of life. And there's some very, you know, what I would say, sane, average, next door neighbor type folks that see these things. And, you know, sometimes they're hesitant to tell people because they don't want the ridicule. But if you're able to come across these witnesses who just say, look, I don't know how to explain what I saw, but I literally saw this big, upright, hair-covered creature, whether they were hunting, you know, a lot of hunters and woodsmen and hikers and people who live in rural areas. And when you talk to people like that face-to-face, you have a different opinion about what kind of people see this, and there's definitely credible people.
You've written about and studied other sightings of other cryptids as well. You've written several books also. Can you talk about those?
Right. I've written 8 books, and it ranges not just from Bigfoot-type creatures, which came from my first book, The Beast of Boggy Creek. Obviously, it falls in the Bigfoot category. But I've written about other strange cases. One, there's a so-called lizard man out of South Carolina, which was almost like a creature from the Black Lagoon, if you will, in modern times, of people saying, you know, we've seen this unexplainable thing in the swamp area surrounding a small town there. And as well, I wrote a book called Sinister Swamps, which focuses more on geographical areas that have a history of strange phenomenon, and that would include cryptids, flying creatures, pterodactyls, Bigfoots, lizard men, alligator people, as well as just weird stuff like orbs and spook lights and strange cases of missing people, all these things that you would imagine would happen in swampy areas, which are usually remote and rugged and undeveloped, and few people go there. But again, it's just these areas in our world where strange things happen that we know are happening, but we can't explain them.
Have you had an experience?
I've had a few experiences where I believe I may have been close to a creature of some sort, specifically Bigfoot. One time in the Ocala National Forest in Florida, something that was running just ahead, and I couldn't quite get the flashlight on it, and I was kind of chasing it through the woods. never could see it, but it was just out of sight. And another several incidents in the Falk area right off Boggy Creek in the Mercer Bayou Sulphur River bottoms. I mean, in one case, I did see what I think may have been one of the creatures, and this was pretty recent, May 29th, 2021. And in this case, the thing had a reddish tint to it, which is kind of a rare description that the creature has red hair, but it's not the only time that people have said that. And coincidentally, I had literally just been in Falk and talked to a man who claimed to have seen the creature, and he described it as looking what he thought was very much like an orangutan. And I literally see a reddish something in the woods that I don't know. I didn't see it well enough to say 100% it was the creature, but there's not many red things that are in the woods, and it certainly wasn't a fox because it was huge. So I'm not sure, but those kind of things obviously keep, you know, the carrot, that proverbial carrot that dangles in front of you, that, man, there's something to this, and I may be able to see one of these things up close and personal myself.
These kinds of events, what do you think they bring to the fore? What purpose do you think they serve?
Well, I think these are great events because you can be with like-minded people who are interested in this subject, and, you know, not only just enjoy that we all have this common interest, but, you know, you can exchange stories and, you know, people that may have had sightings, compare notes, and also if you're somebody who's actively searching for this, what are some of the techniques people are using? And it's like any study or academic study where you do have conventions where you meet people and share ideas. And so this isn't all about just commercializing Bigfoot or anything. This is about enjoying the subject as well as, you know, expanding your thoughts about just what this whole thing could be. And of course, for me, you know, I enjoy sharing what I know about it. I don't say I'm the ultimate expert or anything. I look into this a lot and spend a lot of time, so I'm happy to share that information with people who are interested.
Native Texan Lyle Blackburn is a musician, actor, and author of several books about the Boggy Creek Monster and other such cryptids. He was one of a panel of speakers who recently participated in the Texas Bigfoot Convention in Jefferson, Texas. We'll have more interviews from that event this week. To learn more about Blackburn, his travels, and the unusual cryptids he writes about, visit LyleBlackburn.com. For KTXK Think Radio, I'm Sabrina McCormick.